I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Today's episode is brought to you by Beam. Transform your sleep with Beam's Dream. It's the secret behind 15 million nights of improved sleep. You fall asleep faster, you stay asleep longer, and you wake up refreshed. Who doesn't want that? Get up to 40% off at shopbeam.com/PDB and use code PDB. It's Monday, 22 April. Welcome to the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. First, tensions are once again flaring in the Baltic as Poland's leaders say they are ready to host nuclear weapons in their country on behalf of NATO to counter Russia's military buildup along their border. Also, it appears that drone and missile strikes on U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria have once again resumed after a months-long pause. But first, our afternoon spotlight. As the U.S. prepares to deliver fresh financial aid to Ukraine, members of NATO are gearing up for potential escalation with Russia along their eastern flank. Polish President Andrzej Duda said Monday that his country is prepared to host nuclear weapons in its territory to counter Russia's increased militarization of Belarus and Kaliningrad. Now, leaders in Moscow have been slowly but deliberately reinforcing their armaments in strategic areas along the border with Europe's Baltic states, stoking fears among NATO members that President Putin's ambitions extend beyond the borders of Ukraine. Poland's president noted that Russia has already been relocating tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus. That's a clear political signal that Putin is not taking escalation with Europe off the table. Then there's the case of Russia's Kaliningrad enclave, which serves as the home of the Russian Baltic Sea Fleet. Sandwiched between Lithuania and Poland along the southern coast of the Baltic Sea, Kaliningrad has been referred to as Russia's unsinkable aircraft carrier due to its strategic location, and Putin has also reportedly stationed nuclear weapons within the province. Poland's leader said, quote, "If our allies decide to deploy nuclear weapons as part of a nuclear sharing on our territory as well, in order to strengthen the security of NATO's eastern flank, well, we are ready for it." End quote. Leaders in Poland, which shares a border with both Belarus and Kaliningrad, are clearly eager to bolster NATO's defenses in light of Russia's military buildup in their backyard. Russia, meanwhile, condemned Duda's remarks and promised countermeasures if nuclear weapons are deployed in Poland. A spokesman for the Kremlin said, quote, "The military will, of course, analyze the situation and in any case will take all necessary response steps in order to ensure our security," end quote. Duda's remarks come as NATO has been mulling steps that could expand their role in the war in Ukraine and ensure Kyiv has the military and financial support they need for years to come. As we've covered here on the PDB earlier this month, NATO leaders are holding high-level talks about taking over control of a U.S.-led multinational group that oversees coordination of weapons shipments to Ukraine. Officials want to insulate Ukraine from any shifts in domestic U.S. politics and formalize NATO's position in arming the Ukrainian military. It would, however, mark a significant shift in policy that would pull NATO closer to direct conflict with Russia and risk further agitating an already belligerent Putin. Despite the strategic chess moves happening in the region, Putin maintains that he has no interest in starting a wider fight with NATO countries, and who doesn't believe Putin at this point? Russian officials have warned, however, that the calculus would change if NATO countries ever began sending troops to fight in Ukraine. Coming up after the break, after 3 months of relative calm, it appears drone and rocket attacks targeting U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria by regional militant groups have resumed. I'll be right back.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Baker. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BAKER.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Bulletin. After nearly 3 months of relative quiet for U.S. troops stationed across the Middle East, a pair of military bases in Syria and Iraq housing U.S.-led coalition forces came under attack late on Saturday. According to U.S. officials, at least one armed drone was launched at the Al-Assad airbase in the western Iraqi province of Anbar. Shortly after that, at least 5 rockets were launched at a base in Syria from a town in northern Iraq. U.S. officials told Reuters that neither of the attacks caused any casualties or major damage. The strike in Syria was described as a, quote, failed rocket attack, though there's no indication as to whether the rockets simply failed to reach their intended targets or if they were taken out by U.S. air defenses. U.S. officials said that following the attack, an aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq and Syria carried out a strike against the launcher. These strikes against U.S. forces are the first since early February, when militant groups in Iraq stopped their attacks against U.S. troops. That pause in attacks came after the deadly Tower 22 attack in Jordan, which took the lives of 3 U.S. service members. The group that's believed to be responsible for Sunday's attack in Syria is the same organization that's suspected of carrying out the attack on Tower 22, and that would be the Iranian-backed Kataib Hezbollah. However, they've been sending out mixed signals over the past 24 hours. In a statement posted to a Telegram channel associated with the group, they said they had decided to resume attacks on the U.S. presence in the country after seeing little progress on talks to remove American troops during Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed al-Sudani's visit to Washington. The Prime Minister was in D.C. last week, meeting President Biden and other top U.S. officials. The Telegram post also said, quote, "What happened a short while ago is a beginning that must be escalated," end quote. However, just hours later, the group denied being behind Sunday's attack, calling previous reports, quote, "fabricated news." Back in late January, Kataib Hezbollah announced that it was suspending its military operations against U.S. troops in the region, a decision aimed at, they said, preventing embarrassment to the Iraqi government. Now, we've discussed this before on the PDB, but a group of Iranian-backed militias operating in Iraq actually make up a not insignificant element within the Iraqi government. They actually proved important to the Iraqi prime minister's ability to form and maintain a government coalition that keeps him in power. And it's just another example of the complex layers and relationships that make up the Middle East, not to mention another example of the Iranian regime's efforts to increase its influence and reach within the region. And that, my friends, is the PDB Afternoon Bulletin for Monday, 22 April. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. And be sure to check out our premium membership at pdbpremium.com. The premium subscription, well, it provides an ad-free PDB experience along with exclusive content. I'm Mike Baker, and I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.